Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. I think we've all been there. You like somebody, you go out, you're figuring, yes, this is going to be the one. And then they don't get back to you. And you're like, why? Am I ugly? What's wrong with me?
Everyone's always teasing me.
I know.
Oh, I want to kiss you on your big soppy face. And then they're just like, psych.
Psych.
It makes me cry.
The classics.
I don't have these problems.
No. Well, you're a stud muffin.
Thank you.
24/7, I tell you.
I do have a muffin top.
Oh, well, see, that's okay. You say you have the dad bod.
Dad bod forever.
Well, listen, we are actually trying to help out our girl, Erica, this morning. Good morning, Erica. How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm good. How are you?
We're good, honey. So you have a situation where you went out with a guy named Tom, but he's not getting back. What's going on?
I don't know, honestly. Like, I met Tom in my class, and we decided to go out. You know, I actually asked him out. And he said yes. He seemed totally into it. We actually went to Dave and Buster's. It was so fun. We played games. I know, it was great. It was so good.
Awesome.
We played games. We ate food and had drinks. Like, it just went really, really well.
Right on.
And I don't really know why he's not calling me back. Like, we had a great connection. He kissed me at the end of the night. We like told each other about our whole lives. It was amazing. He's kind of different from any guy I've ever dated. I grew up in a really conservative household, so like I was having to date people my parents liked, and I don't really like those guys.
You like the bad boys, the rough ones, the convicts.
I like the bad boys.
The convicts.
And Tom, he's kind of edgy. He has like a nose ring and tattoos and kind of looks like a stoner. I love it. I love it.
How long has it been now since you last spoke
to him? It's been a
week. Okay. All right, Erica, girl, it's been like a little bit. So we're going to try to give Tom a call and see why the heck he has ghosted you. As Shady likes to say, we're going
ghost hunting.
There it is. All right.
What's up?
Oh my God. Hi, is this Tom? Oh my God, he's dying.
Hey, Tom, did we just catch you in the middle of a bong riff, dude?
Oh my God.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Krista, Shady, and Aaron from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
You want to pass that over here?
Yeah,
man?
We're on the radio right now.
I'm at that station. What's up? Why are you calling?
Well, we're calling because a nice young lady thought you were pretty something else, and that was Erica. Do you remember her?
I don't win anything. You guys called me about.
No, we are just calling you, Tom.
Oh my God.
Because he's Erica so called us. She just wanted to know, like, what happened on your date, why you're not giving her a call back. It's a little thing we do called Second Date Update.
Oh my God, listen to his laugh.
So, yeah, we just want to know what's up, dude.
Oh my God, he's so high. Are you high right now? Oh my God, this is.
I think that speaks for itself.
Dude, you're hilarious.
Man, this is bunk. What did she say?
Well,
what'd she say?
She said you guys went to Dave and Buster's, had a really great time, but unfortunately.
Yeah, we went to Dave and Buster's. Well, all right. We had a great time. Did she tell you anything else?
That you kissed.
Well, that was because I had. Did she tell you she's in a cult?
What?
She's in a cult.
Yeah, she's in a cult.
So, Tom, what happened?
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, we met in class, right? Like,
yeah.
I only go to a couple classes, but like,
of course you
class,
do.
It was cool. I mean, she's hot. I'm not gonna lie, she was hot. She was super cool, and she asked me out. Like, I mean, and I tried to play cool because I was gonna ask her out,
sure.
But it was like whatever. So she said, "Hey, you want to go?" I was like, "Yeah, sure, we'll go." You know, and I was like, "She said you want to go to somewhere to eat?" I was like, "Yeah, we had Dave and Buzz." So we like. We chilled. It was cool, you know. We started texting a little bit, and I met her there. I was like, because it's first date, so you don't want to like pick her up because it could be a little weird, a little creepy. So I just met her there, and she was she threw me a curveball. She was already there with her family. And I walk in, and it was I heard this reference before, but I don't really know what it's about. But there's like they call it like Stepford Wives.
Yes.
Right. It's like. It was like I walked in. They were doing grace. They were saying grace. And they were praying before the wings, man.
Why is that a cult? That's not a cult. Wings. Oh,
wait,
come
what?
It is.
It's creepy cult.
Oh,
thank
you.
You know what
thank
I'm
you.
Talking about. And I'm not. And I'm telling you, all right, so I smoked a little bit.
Yeah, I can tell.
I smoked a little bit right beforehand. Uh-huh.
Really?
I didn't mean to.
Did you smoke a little bit?
Not a lot.
Oh, my God. Listen to him.
A little glaze.
You're so funny. You're okay.
You know?
Yeah. All right.
And I walked in, and I'm...
All right, listen, you're killing me, dude. You know, Eric has been on the line the whole time, Tom, so I'm happy to tell you that.
Sorry, what?
Yeah,
wait, what?
Erica's on the phone. She can hear everything you said.
Oh, my God. Tom, I'm not in a cult. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You never heard of religion?
Wait, Eric, are you there?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm here, Tom.
Hey, I didn't mean to ghost you, Erica, but that really freaked me out, man.
Oh,
that
dude.
Like, my family, they're just very old-fashioned. Yeah. Like,
that ain't old-fashioned. That was like being in Salt Lake City. I'm not into it, man.
So, Erica, obviously, you brought your family on this great date, and y'all just, dressed very nice, and you had a little prayer. I mean,
Eric, it was a first date. Why are you making me meet Pop on?
That's how I was raised.
Yeah.
I'm not able to go out with somebody that my parents have not met.
Let's all relax and just smoke a doobie.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, just to be clear. If I had been there, if I had seen your family saying grace when I walked in to go on a date with you, I would have already been out the door.
Oh,
you'd be out the door.
Exactly.
You'd be out the door. You turn around.
Exactly. I am totally on your side here, dude.
Listen,
none of that.
There's nothing wrong with being like the Waltons on TV, and that clearly is kind of like her family. Well, listen, we want to know, though. I mean, can we make this happen again? I mean...
Wait, what's the Waltons?
Oh, my God.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, Tom, I love you.
Tom.
Maybe we can watch it on our date.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, she still wants to go back out. Do you want to go back out with her? She's
Waltons
hot.
And chill.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Waltons and chill. Do you want to do it?
Erica, follow-up question. Did they like me?
They did like you. They thought you were a little eccentric is what my mother called me.
Cool.
Well,
I don't know what that means, but it sounds pretty dope.
That's awesome. I'm excited you two are going back out again.
Yay.
This might be my favorite second date update we've ever done.
Oh, for sure.
I'm in.
All right, we'll see you at Dave & Buster's then, okay? Because we'd love to hang out there too.
Okay, just don't bring your parents.
Okay.